T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, that's our website, you will see a headline from a story by Chris Miller that says, "No call lawsuit survives NFL attempt to kill case." Well, we're going to find out a little bit more now from the attorney that filed that suit. Tony Lamon, an attorney and I guess a self-described Saints superfan. Is that right, Tony?
I would have to say so. I've been pretty passionate about being from New Orleans and having attended games in Tulane Stadium in the 60s when I was just a little kid throwing newspapers for the Times-Picayune and cutting lawns so I could afford the dollar for the youth tickets to the stadium.
Tony, so here's the thing. We know, and I don't mean to be disrespectful here, I know, and I think everybody knows, they're not going to replay this game. They're not going to change anything. Is this a quixotic undertaking on your part, or what do you hope to accomplish exactly?
Well, you know, we know the wrong that's occurred, and there's no accountability for it, and there's no consequence for it, then that wrong can occur over and over again. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this from the standpoint of the integrity of the NFL and the belief that when you go and you pay your hard-earned money to go to a game, you're expecting a game to be fairly called. You know, look, there are going to be refs that are going to miss calls. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're human. They're going to miss calls. But if a referee sees a blatant infraction in a play and makes a decision not to call that infraction, it contradicts the representations that are made by the NFL and on websites and in the commissioner's statements, et cetera.
Well, we're running out of time, Tony. Let me try to move along here a little bit. And that is, what do you want to get out of this? Because, you know, I don't know how you would pay damages. How do you prove you were wronged? And what is ultimately your goal to get out of this?
Sure. Okay, well, from the standpoint of damages, anything that we recover in fees and damages is going to local New Orleans charities because it's bigger than the four of us plaintiffs.
Okay.
What we hope to accomplish in this case is to get answers for the Houdat Nation, answers to what happened, how could this not have been called under the circumstances and the consequences of a no-call, in which we believe this is a no-call situation. And so we want to get answers to our questions.
From whom? Roger Goodell?
Provided to us from Roger and the NFL.
And I'm not trying to interrupt you, Tony, but
answers.
We're running way short on time here. So do you expect, what makes you think that Roger Goodell or anybody else would say anything that they've not already said?
Well, first of all, they haven't said much. They haven't even apologized to us. The formal discovery process lets us get records, lets us take depositions of the referees, of Roger Goodell himself, and to get into the specific evidence that would have to be produced under the law by the NFL. So we want answers, and we want there to be some accountability and some consequences. If there are some bad apples in the NFL that caused this to happen, there should be consequences and there should be accountability.
Thank you, Tony.
We want the truth.
I appreciate your time. I really do. And I'm sorry to rush you up so much, but we're running late. I know you got a schedule. We'll talk to you again about this. Tony Lamon, attorney. I got some thoughts on this. I'll give them to you when we come back. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to David Blake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.